grace of the Lord be with us.
愿神的恩惠与各位同在。
Last week I received a call from one of my family members.
上个礼拜我接到一通我家里成员打来电话。
She said that my grandmother passed away.
她告诉我我的祖母去世了。
My grandfather had died around age 30s.
我的祖父大概在三十岁的时候就过世。
He was an alcoholic.
他常常喝酒。
The alcohol poisoned his liver, therefore he died in his early age.
因为肝的问题，所以他在年轻的时候就去世了。
So my grandmother raised up five of her kids alone, all by herself.
所以我的祖母她自己亲手带抚养了五个她的孩子。
Thank God she raised her labors on earth.
感谢神，她放下了在世界上的工作。
Because of this event, it made me trigger me to think more about life.
也因为这个事情呢，让我更去思想这个生命。
So what is life?
所以生命是什么？
This morning, we would like to study life is like a dream.
所以今天我们早上想要用人生如梦这个题目来学习。
We will study what is the source origin of dreams.
所以我们要来学习这个梦的来源是什么？
The inspiration of a dream to me.
一个梦对我的启示。
When we were awakened from a dream, where are we?
然后当我们从梦中醒来的时候，我们在哪里？
So where are the origins of dreams?
所以梦的这个来源是什么呢？
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3.
让我们看到传道书第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3.
传道书第五章第三节。
Many problems in this world, we can only always find answers in the Bible.
在这世界上的许多问题，我们常常可以在圣经中找到答案。
5:3，
第五章第三节。
For a dream comes through much activity, and a false voice is known by his many words. Verse 7。
我们看到第七节。
For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there is always vanity, but fear God. The Bible here says that if a man have many activities.Very likely he is going to have dreams.
在这里第三节讲到，如果人有很多事物的话，他就常常会做梦。
But this kind of dream always come with much vanity.
但是这样子的梦常常都是虚幻的。
Once upon a time I went to my doctor's office.
有一次我去看医生。
There's a poster talk about the cycle of the pattern of human sleep.
我看到墙上有一张海报，他在讲着说人的睡眠的阶段。
He said when you first went to bed, usually it seems that you are already fall asleep, but that level is very shallow. Actually, there's still a lot of brain activities before you fall into deep sleep.
所以当人刚躺下来在睡觉的时候，最初的阶段，这个睡眠只是非常的浅的。然后你的脑中还是有很多的活动。
Now before we wake up, actually our eyeball started to start to move, and our brain activity start to function.
在我们醒来之前呢，我们的眼球也开始在动作，然后脑部也开始在活动。
And then we will wake up.
然后我们才会醒来。
So before we went deeply to sleep, or before we totally wake up, actually.They are brain activities, and they were dreams. They are dreams.
所以在我们进入深层睡眠的之前跟醒来之前呢，都有一段时间脑部一直在活动，也就是在做梦。
So all Chinese people says that there is a certain kind of dreams we categorize as a uniric. 串流邦哈。Before you go up to unit, you always have some dreams.
在你起床的时候之前呢，常常你都会做一些梦。
Those kind of dreams, the Bible here says that it's full of all kinds of vanity. We don't need to pay too much attention to it.
然后在但圣经这里却说到那些梦呢，我们不用太去在意它，因为它都是 虚幻。
那 second source of dream came from our illness。
另外一种梦的来源呢，就是从我们的疾病而来。
Let's turn to Job chapter 7 verse 13。
我们看到约伯记第七章。
Job chapter 7 verse 13。
约伯记第七章第十三节。
7:13。
第七章第十三节。
And 14。
然后跟第十四节。
7:13 and 14。When I say my bed will comfort me, my couch will ease my complaint. 14. Then you scare me with dreams and terrify me with vision. Job was in great turmoil because of his illness.
约伯因为他的病的关系呢，感到他非常的痛苦。
He says that at that time God used dreams to scare him.
他说到神当时用梦来惊吓他。
So when people are sick, very likely their chemical in their body could be unbalanced.
就是当人在生病的时候，他们人身体中的一些化学数值可能是不平衡的。
Therefore, sometimes they had nightmare.
所以有可能就会因此而做噩梦。
One of our deacons shared when he was in great illness. When he opened his eyes, he would see a lot of Satan surrounding him.
有一位执事分享了，当他生病的时候，当他张开眼睛，他常常会看到。
So at that time, he dared not to close his eyes. When he closed his eyes, he would see Satan, so he dared not to close his eyes.
所以因为他闭上眼睛就会看到撒旦，所以他不敢将他眼睛闭上。
So if you visited him at that time, he can see his eyes as very tired, as if there's a bag under his eyes.
所以当时如果去访问他，就会知道他的。从他眼睛可以看到，他非常的疲累。
So this is one of the source of dreams.
所以这也是梦的一个来源。
The Bible tells us that dream could also come from Satan.
圣经也告诉我们，梦也有可能从撒旦而来。
Please turn to Job chapter 4 verse 12.
我们看到约伯记第四章第十二节。
Job chapter 4 verse 12.
约伯记第四章第十二节。
We read until chapter verse 17, 4:12.
从十二节念到第十七节。
Now a word was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a whisper of it. 13.
三节。
In disquieting thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on me. 14.
第四节。
Fear came upon me and trembling, which made all my bones shake.15. Then the spirit passed before my face. The hair of my body stood up. 16. It stood still because I could not discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes. There was silence. Then I heard a voice saying, 17. Can a mortal be more righteous than God? Can a man be more pure than his maker? We can see Job's friend described.Spiritual experience he had when he was in deep sleep.
在这里是约伯的朋友，他在描述着他在睡觉的时候所感受到灵界的感受。
It says that when the dream comes, there's a voice whisper to him.
当这个梦来的时候，他听耳朵听到细微的声音。
And his hair stood up from his body.
他的全身的毛都竖立。
We know that the voice from Satan, the Bible describes it, it's always like whisper or muttered.
我们知道从圣经知道，撒旦的声音永远都是像非常细微的。
声音细微，对，言语绵蛮啊。But the voice from God, usually sometimes God describes His voice is like thunder, or is when he listen to it.Will tingling the ear.
当然后神描述他神的声音呢，就像是雷声一样。
So you can see when people experience God and experience Satan, it is so different as if one experienced the sun or the other experienced the yin 跟阳哈、哦、the sun and the ascends from Hades.
Okay. 所以我这样子我们可以知道这样子的不同就是。人 感受到神的神跟感受到撒旦的不同。
Even though the voice spoke from Satan over here is correct.
虽然撒旦在这里说的话是对的。
He says that can a man greater than his maker?
在这里十七节讲到人岂能比造他的主更清洁吗？洁净吗？
Yeah, this is a correct statement.
这是正确的一段话。
Satan sometimes can pretend that he is an angel.
撒旦有时候他可以将他假装，他将自己假装为一个
天使。Satan can quote the verse from Bible also.
撒旦也可以用圣经中的话来。
But the words actually over here was to strike down Job.
但是这里的话却是要将约伯拉下来。
So we know that this is a vision or a dream from Satan, not from God.
所以我们可以明确的知道这是从撒旦来的一个梦。
Some people say when you are growing up, you might go through some kind of nightmare. In Chinese term, we call it 梦夜。
有时候有人说在我们成长过程当中有可能会经过遇到一些梦夜。
I don't know what is that.
我不知道那是什么。
But I do experience myself when I was in high school, around high school, suddenly I experienced a power come to me.
我自己在当我还是在高中的时候，我有这样的经验，有突然之间有一个力量来到我这。
And the force tried to choke on my breast or on my neck.
感觉到有一个力量在掐着我。
And I can sense that I am not in this world. I suddenly went into the spiritual realm. Third world or third dimension.
我感受到我自己已经不在这个世界上，我好像到另外一个世界中。
And I cannot speak at all. I was not able to talk.
我没有办法说话。
And I my hair really stood up. Stood up.
我的就像这里记载的，我的全身的毛都竖了起来。
At that time, I cannot even cry out Hallelujah.
我当时我甚至连要喊哈利路亚都没有办法。
But I cry in my heart, Hallelujah.
我在我的心中这样的喊叫。
Now after third times, that power left me.
到第三次的时候，那个力量离开了我。
So indeed, sometimes, I don't know what is 梦夜 that kind of nightmare. I don't know what is it, but I do experience, this kind of power. If you are able to cast out in the name of Jesus, I believe it is from Satan.
我并不了解这个梦夜到底是什么，但是我相信，如果能够用神的名来，将这个力量赶走的话，我相信这是从撒旦来的。
So some dreams, could be from Satan.
所以我知道有些梦有可能是从撒旦
来的。Of course, some dreams come from God.
但是的确也有些梦是从神而来的。
Let's turn to Job chapter 33, verse 15.
我们看到约伯记第33章。
Job chapter 33, verse 15 to 18.
约伯记33章第15-18节。
15-18.
15-18节。
In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men,while slumbering on their beds, 16. Then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction, 17. In order to turn man from his deed and conceal pride from man, 18. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. Sometimes God uses a dream to imprint his ideas in the hearts of human beings.
有时候神用梦将他的教训印在人的心上。
So man can escape dangerous situation.
好让人能够离开这个危险的情况。
For example, Herod the king wanted to kill baby Jesus.
当希律他想要杀婴孩耶稣的时候。
Angels talk to Joseph, Jesus' father, in a dream.
一位天使在约瑟耶稣的父亲约瑟。他的梦中跟他讲
Tell him that you and your family got to flee to Egypt.
这个梦告诉他说你和你的家人要逃到埃及。
So they can be safe.
所以才能够得救。
Now today, our believers experience similar experience.
在今天我们的信徒也有人经过这样的经验。
Once upon a time, an Indonesian Chinese who used to live in Indonesia shared with me her experience.
有一位从印尼的华侨，他跟我这样分享。
As you know, most of Indonesian Chinese who live in Indonesia, they had a pretty decent life over there.
我们知道许多住在印尼的印尼华侨们，他们都有不错的生活。
But at that time, our sister had a dream.
当时，这位姐妹她做了一个梦。
She dreamed that they had a great persecution to Chinese people in Indonesia.
她做梦梦到说，将来会有对这个印尼华侨的一些的迫害。
Then she gave up her jobs and also her husband. They simply flee to the USA.
所以他们一家就放弃了在那边的工作，然后来到美国。
When she was in USA, once upon a time she watched TV news reporting, and there's a sense concerning how the local Chinese got persecuted in Indonesia, and the sense is exactly the same as her dream.
当他有一天他在看新闻的时候，他看到这个新闻在报道说，在印尼如何他们去迫害这些中国人。
So indeed, God will use dream to give up some direction or instruction sometimes.
所以的确，神会借着梦来告诉我们一些方向。
Sometimes use dream to teach us what He wants us to learn.
有时候他会用梦来教导我们他要我们所学的。
I still remember when I was a TTP student, I was so scared of sermon given.
当我还是神学生的时候，我记得我会对讲道非常的害怕。
Every time I was scheduled to give a sermon before the service, I had a stomach ache.
当每次在我要讲道之前呢，我通常都会肚子痛。
Then also I was so nervous to a point that I have insomnia at night time. Insomnia. I cannot fall asleep at night time.
就是常常在前一天晚上，我通常都会失眠。
And then I had a dream, very vivid dream, very very clear, a clear dream.
当时我就做了一个印象非常深刻的梦。
I was assigned to deliver rice in rice that is packed in a bag. I was assigned to deliver rice, which was packed in a bag.
我在梦中，我要将一袋米去，我要运送一袋米。
And I carried that rice on my shoulders, and you know, it was toil and labors and sweats. But I was so panicked because I forget about the address. I do not know which room I shall deliver the rice to.
我将这个米抬在肩上，然后非常的重，但是我却非常的惊慌，因为我将这个地址忘记了。
And suddenly, my father appears.
突然我的父亲出现。
He was on a bicycle. You know, in the ancient time, bicycle at the back of the bicycle, somebody can ride on that bicycle.
然后我的父亲骑着脚踏车。
And then he told me that, just ride on the back, and I know where you can deliver the rice.
然后我父亲就跟我说，坐在脚踏车的后面，我知道你这袋米要带到哪里。
And suddenly I was awakened. I know it's a comfort of God. He told me that just rely on Heavenly Father, then I will be okay.
神告诉我，只要信靠天父的话，其他的事情就会变。
So when we have dreams from God, actually when we interpret it, we should be very careful also.
但是当我们在解释从神来的
For example, I should not physically think about, well, my father in the future will write a sermon note for me, or he can help me in giving a sermon. My physical father can do that for me.
我不能这样想说，我的父亲他会以后会帮我写一个讲章，或者是他会帮助我。
The dreams that from God, you always have to compare with the teaching of the Bible.
从神来的梦，我们都要跟借着圣经来做。
Then we can have a better understanding.
然后我们才会有更好的理解。
For example, you might hear some members testify that they went to Heavenly Kingdom and they saw that there are three kinds of clothing in Heavenly Kingdom.
然后我们会听到有人见证说，当他做梦到了
We shall not physically think about, you know, so in heavenly kingdom, well, there are three styles of clothing. Because heavenly kingdom is a spiritual place, that place is something that our ears never saw before, our eyes never saw before, our ear never heard about it before, and our imagination will never reach to that point.
天堂呢，它这个地方是属灵的地方，我们肉眼我们从来没看过，我们也没听过，也没有办法想象得到。
When Paul went there, he can only use one sentence to describe it. It is far beyond better.
当保罗去到那个，他看到这个天堂之后，他只能用一句话来形容这个天堂，它就是好的无比。
So sometimes God allow us to use material world to make us understand His teaching.
有时候神会用物质上的观念来让我们能够了解他的教训。
Therefore, our understanding of dreams from God shall go beyond material.
所以等我们要去了解神从神来的梦的时候，我们要超乎这个物质。
People say when they see Jesus, Jesus was very, very handsome.
有时候有人描述说，当他们看到耶稣的时候，他觉得耶稣非常的好看。
Of course, the Bible said Jesus when he was on earth, he has no good countenance.
但是在圣经上记载却是，耶稣在世界上的时候，他的外表并不是那么的美观。
Now, why people feel that way?
为什么人会这样子的感觉？
Of course, after Jesus resurrected, it was a glorious body.
因为当耶稣复活的时候，他的身体是荣耀的身体。
It must be so wonderful to behold.
这的确一定是非常的完美的。
Now, if we read Revelation and Book of Daniel, you see.Daniel and John, they see the same Lord.
当我们去读但以理书跟启示录的时候，我们可以发现但以理跟约翰他们所看到的神是同一。
And you see their description about our Lord, you can see these differences because Daniel was an educated person, and John, he was a fisherman. So when you see their description, their feeling about the vision actually is all very 主观 subjective, yeah.Subjective. It's very subjective. So we can only use the Bible to judge when people try to describe their vision, we got to use the Bible to discern and to judge what is going on in people's feeling.
所以当我们看到但以理跟约翰的描述的时候，他们中间是有不同的地方，因为但以理是一个非常受教育非常高的人，但是约翰却只是一个渔夫，所以当我们在当我们对于这个梦的解释的时候，神话通常是非常主观的。
So, there are four kinds of resources of dream.
所以梦的来源有四种。
We have to discern.
我们必须要去分别。
We have to use the Bible to judge.
我们要用圣经来做依据。
If something we don't understand, we have to meditate it.
如果我们有什么不懂的地方，我们需要去思想。
If any dreams that is from God and that can edify us, even though there's something we don't understand, we should also give thanks to God and keep meditating about it.
从神来的梦对我们有造就的话，但是虽然中间有我们有不懂的地方，我们还是要感谢神，然后继续去思想。
Now I'd like to share. So what is the inspiration of dreams to me?
现在我要来分享的是梦对我的启示。
Of course, to me. Really, life is like a dream.
对我来说，的确，人生就像一场梦。
Let's turn to Job chapter 20, verse 8.
我们看到约伯记第二十章。
The prosperity in life indeed is like a dream.
人生就像一场梦。
人生的荣华也像一场梦。Job chapter 20, verse 8.
约伯记第二十章第八节。
20, verse 8.
二十章第八节。
Job chapter 20, verse 8.He will fly away like a dream and not be found. Yes, he will be chased away like a vision of the night. This is the Rofa's, one of Job's friends' statement. He described the Job's life in a very rough way, in a very unpolite way.
他用一个很很没有礼貌的方式来描述约伯的。
And his conclusion is that Job's life, Job's prosperity, fly away like a dream.
他就说了约伯的荣华飞去，就像一场梦。
Let's read chapter 20, verse 6.
我们看到二十章的第六节。
Though his haughtiness mounts up to heaven, and his head reaches to the clouds, 7. Yet he will perish forever, like his own refuse.Those who have seen him will say, "Where is he?" 8. He will fly away like a dream and not be found. You can see the word chosen by Rofa is very, very bad.
所以我们可以看到罗法所说的话，用的字是不是很好的。
Yes, is it? Yes, Job, your greatness is so great that as it reached to heaven.
他就说
，reach to the clouds.
约伯，你的荣耀好像。虽然好像达到天上，达到云中。
But later on, you will perish like your own dung.
但是之后你就终要灭亡，像自己的粪一样。
It is indeed a fact, but you know it's a little bit impolite to say it that way.
这虽然是事实，但是这样子用这样的字来说是并不是。
When the dung dissolved, it become dust. When we dissolve it, it also become dust. It's really indeed the same.
当分解之后，就会成为尘土。当人
So Zophar was saying that yes, before your glory is like you are in heaven, but now you were so lowly, as if you own down, and your glories will pass away just like a dream.
他就说到你虽然之前中非常的尊荣，好像达到天上一样，但是现在你却是非常的低微，像自己的粪。
Actually, Job had the same feeling himself.
约伯对自己也是有同样的感觉。
Let's read chapter 30, Job chapter 30, verse 15.
我们看到约伯记三十章第五十五节。
Job chapter 30, verse 15.
约伯记三十章第十五节。
30 verse 15.
三十章第十五节。
Terrors are turned upon me; they pursue my honor as the wind, and my prosperity has passed like a cloud. Job sighed himself. He said, "Indeed, his prosperity passed like a cloud, and you know his honor." You know, was chased away by the wind.
约伯这样子说到他自己的福禄像如云过去，然后他的尊荣被风追逐。
Really, some people, when they lost their jobs or their prosperity, when they turn their head and look, the past is simply like a dream.
当有人讲失去了工作，或者是失去了他们的尊荣的时候。他们回头一看，就好像如风飞去。
Job says that when he was in his middle age, his relationship with God was so intimacy. They are very close. God bless him a lot.
约伯这样子描述说，当他在中年的时候，他跟神的关系非常的亲密。
He said he was so rich that you know his milk. Not only he drink his milk, he used his milk to wash his own feet.
他不只喝。喝牛奶，而且用牛奶来洗他的脚。
He said the oil came from rocks, become a river to him.
从石中出来的油就像。
The petroleum came flow from the rock, become like a river. Rock.
从石头中出来的油好像成为河一样。
Yes.At that time, he was a noble judge also.
他当时也是一个尊贵的一个判官。
He said, when he go to the assembly, the young men will hide, and the princes will use their hand to cover their mouths. They will dare not to say anything.
当他到这个法院的时候，青年人会去躲藏，然后。
He says that when he speaks, people are looking forward to hear from him as if they are looking forward to the spring rain. Spring rain, 春天的雨。
当他说话的时候，人们非常的想要去倾听，就好像他们在期盼春雨的时候一样。
But later on, he lost everything.
但是他之后却失去了所有。
He said even the most lowly person's kids spit on his face.
甚至最低微的孩子都在他的面前说话。
Those kids are from the father. He did not want to hire. He did not want to put those fathers among his dogs.
这些孩子的父亲，他甚至不想去雇佣他们。
And before, so and now because of that kind of situation, those kids write songs and market him.
在当时的情况之下，那些孩子甚至写诗来去嘲笑。
Really, when he looked back to his past, it is indeed like a dream.
的确，所以当他回头看他的过去，就好像一场梦一样。
He was awakened, as if it was a beautiful dream, but he simply awakened from that.
就是一个美好的梦，但是他已经从梦中醒来。
You know, a lot of young men already think that our future is very bright.
许多年轻人的通常都想着自己的未来是非常的光明。
I still remember there was a young man, Mr. Chang. He wrote a song. The song is that, "My future is not a dream." 我的未来不是梦。
我记得还有一位
张雨生
他。他写了一首歌，他的歌名就叫做《我的未来不是梦》。
That song was so famous that even the president of that generation invite him to sing before the president.
那首歌当时非常的出名，甚至当时的总统邀请他去演唱。
He said, "My future is not a dream."
他说到我的未来不是梦。
I want to cherish every minute.
我想要
我要珍惜每一分钟。
珍惜每一分钟。
My future is not a dream.
未来不是梦。
My heart follow the hope to walk. 我的
心
跟着希望在走了哈。Of course, it's a beautiful song.
的确，这是一首美好的歌。
But later on, he died in a car accident.
之后，但是他之后却在车祸中丧生。
It is a dream later on.
的确，就像一场梦一样。
Recently, there was a sister brought 9 finches to my house. Finch, 小鸟呢？
最近有位姐妹，她带了9只小鸟来到我家。
Because the old lady, she moved to an apartment. She did not know where to take care of her birds.
因为她这位老姐妹，她最近搬到公寓中，她不知道要如何去继续照顾这些鸟。
At that time I was in Hawaii.
当时我在夏威夷。
My wife called me that one of the finch died already.
我太太打电话告诉我说，其中有一只小鸟已经死了。
And when I go back home, I noticed that hey, there's an old finch. I think he is going to die soon because he always like scoots down at the bottom of the cage.
我回到家的时候，我看到有一只。年纪大的鸟好像也快要去世了。
But before that old bird died, actually, unexpectedly, a young bird died first.
但是在那只老鸟死之前呢，意外的是有一只年轻的鸟先死了。
The old bird lasts for a while and he died also.
这只老鸟。过了一阵子之后也是。
So when we were young, we never anticipate, you know, anything bad might come to our life. Our life is a dream, and we are going to fulfill our dream.
当我们还年轻的时候，我们不会想到有什么灾难会临到我们身上，就好像我们未来就像一场梦一样。
Even though prosperity may fly away like a wind.
但是我们却永远不知道什么时候我们的尊荣，我们的会像风一样飞去。
The Bible also teaches us when we make mistakes and turn back.In the law, and you look back what you have done, it is also like a dream.
当圣经也告诉我们，当我们回转回到从世界上回到神面前之后，我们回头看我们所做的，也就像一场梦一样。
Let's turn to Psalm 126, verse 1.
我们看到诗篇126篇。
Psalm 126, verse 1.
诗篇126篇21节。
Verse 1.126 verse 1. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dreams. The author says that he was one of the person who got captive in Babylon. Now he returned back. He recalled the past, and it was like a dream.
这位这诗的作者呢，他当时也是被掳到巴比伦，当他们回到西安的时候，他回头看，好像做了一场梦。
Really, up in the past, it was so terrible.
的确，在过去，的确 确是非常的不好的。
When they came back, they laid down the foundation of the temple. The Bible says that many people cry, many people shout out loud with joy. And later on, the voice is so loud, they cannot distinguish if it is crying or laughing.
当他们回到回去将圣殿的地基重建的时候，他们有许多人感动的哭泣，然后之后甚至是声音大到他们没有办法分别是哭泣还是在欢笑。
Must be a lot of feeling after a person return back from the captivity.
的确，当人从这个回到神面前之后，的确会有许多的感受。
Now we went to a church. The church have a unique characteristic. That is, the young man over there. It was very difficult for young men to keep their faith in that place.
那我们先到了一个教会，当那边那个地方的情况呢，不容易让年轻人来去。
So when we talk about holiness in that church, many young men lower down their heads.
当我们在那个教会中谈到圣洁，许多的年轻人低下他们的。
You know what? But God still loves this church.
但是神还是爱着这一间教会。
In one of the retreats, all the young men standing in the front, they were singing hymn, they were performing.
在其中的一次教会的活动中，年轻人在前面，他们在唱诗。
One of the deaconess's eyes was open, and she saw that a huge, mighty hand of God, just embraced the whole groups of the youth over there.
只是她睁开了眼睛，她看到了神的手就将他们这群年轻人包围住。
Indeed, in this church, another characteristic is that after people reach to 30 years and older, many people return back to the church.
当那个教会的一个特征也是，当许多年轻人当他们三十岁之后，他们也回到了教会。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because later on, they notice that without Jesus Christ to live in this world, they have nowhere to go.
因为他们了解到了在这世界上。没有耶稣，他们没有地方去。
Then when they come back and they testify about their past, many people shed tears.
当他们回来，分享他们之前的所做的事情的时候，许多人都掉下了眼泪。
They will tell you it is indeed like a dream.
他们会告诉你们，的确就像一场梦。
So many silly things they have done in the past, and thank God they were able to return. And those past is indeed like a dream to them, a nightmare to them.
他们分享过去所做的事情，感谢神，他们能够回到神的面前，的确，他们过去就好像对他们来说就像一场噩梦。
So brother and sister, we shall always return back to the Lord, as the one who are captive can captive by sin can return back.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们需要回到神的面前，就像被罪所掳去，但是我们还是要回到。
If we fail to return back, actually, when we are awakened, we will be in trouble.
但是如果我们没有办法回来的话，当我们醒来的时候，我们就是在问题当中
了。Let's turn to Psalm 73 verse 20.
我们看到诗篇第七十三篇。
Psalm 73 verse 20.
诗篇第七十三篇第二十节。
73 verse 20.
七十三篇二十节。
As a dream, 73 verse 20.
二十节。
As a dream, when one awake, saw Lord.When you awake, you shall despise their image. When we are awakened, we notice that, wow, I had a nightmare, it's a dream. We will despise the dream.
当我们睡醒之后，我们做了一场梦，我们我们会轻看这个梦。
And the Lord will despise those evil ones, just like we despise a dream when one is awakened.
但是神会轻看那些作恶的人，就好像我们。轻看我们所做的梦一样。
Actually, Psalm 73 describes a kind of evil person. Really, even though they are evil on earth, but they are very prosperous on earth.
在七十三篇这里所描述的这种恶人呢，他们虽然在世界上作恶，但是他们在世界上却是非常的
So righteous men cannot understand why is that.
所以，
Then when the righteous men come to the temple of God, they realize that actually God already put them in a slippery road.
但是当义人来到神的殿中，他们了解到神已经将他们放着安置在滑地。
Later on, God will despise them as if we despise a dream.
然后之后神会轻看他们，就是好像我们轻看我们做的梦。
So we should avoid this kind of situation.
所以我们必须要
Many people commit many serious sins, but they are not afraid of despising from brother and sister. They still continue to come back to the Lord.
有些人虽然犯了罪，但是他们还是轻看这个。They
is not afraid of the despise from brother and sisters because brother and sister know they did many wrong things in the past. They still come back to the church.
他们不怕弟兄姐妹的轻看，他还是来到神的面前。
I ran into a brother. I know that he make very very serious mistakes in his past.
我知道他在之前犯了严重的过错。
Actually, many brothers and sisters also know.
其他的弟兄姐妹也知道。
But he never shy away from coming to the presence of God.
但是他却从来不回到神的面前。
She never scared to come back to the Lord.
他从来不害怕的回到神的面前。
And he will fast, and he will pray hard. And after years and years, later on God even give him Holy Spirit.
在他甚至进食，甚至来祷告，然后在几年之后，神还是将圣灵。
He is not afraid of despise on earth. Therefore, I don't believe he will be despised by the Lord in the future.
他不害怕这世界上的轻看，我相信他也不会被神来轻看。
Let's turn to another one.
我们再看另外一节。
When we are awakened, where are you?
当我们醒来的时候，我们在哪里呢？
Will we be despised by God?
我们会不会被神轻看呢？
Let's turn to Psalm 17, verse 15.
看到诗篇十七篇第十五节。17:15。诗篇十七篇第十五节。
As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awaken, when I awake in your likeness. David, King David described what is the most satisfying moment in his life.
大卫在这里描述了在他一生中最满足的时刻是什么？
He says that many people are satisfied with their descendants or their money, and they're satisfied to give their money to their descendants.
许多人会因为他的后代，或者是能够将自己产业传给他的后代而感到满足。
But this is not the satisfaction of David. Even though he had many children, he had many money, much money.
但是这却不是大卫的想法，虽然他有许多的后裔，他也有许多的财产。
He says that when I am awake, I can see your face is righteousness. Nothing can be satisfy me more than that.
这里大卫说到，我醒来的时候得见你的形象，就心满意足了。
This is something that we are looking forward to.
这也是我们能够期望去得到的。
When we are awakened, we shall behold the glory of God.
当我们醒的时候，我们能够看到神的形象，神的荣耀。
When my mother, when my grandma passed away last week, my mother happened to be by her bedside.
当我祖母去世的时候，我的母亲在她的床边。
And she can witness it that my grandma just breathed the last breath, and then she just.
Just go away.
My mom was kind of funny, and to me, it's a kind of silly also. Because she kept telling my grandmother before she died, she said, Mom, you got to follow the right one, okay? Do not follow the wrong one, okay?
他一直告诉我的祖母，一直说，母亲，你一定要跟着对的对象走，不要走错了。
Of course, Because I believe everyone that her soul stepping out from the body, I believe she will dash to the Heavenly Father.
我相信在每一个人当他的灵魂离开身体的时候，都一定想跟着天父来走。
I remember when my daughter was very young.
我记得当我的女儿还小的时候。
She went back to Taiwan.
她回到台湾。
I was at the airport.
我在
waiting for them to come back.
我在机场等他们回来。
The first thing she saw me, she was running and come to my bosom.
她看到我的时候就跑着来到我面前。
I think that should be the days when we are to be like this. When the day comes when we are awakened from our dreams.
所以这就是我觉得这个就像当我们从梦中醒来的时候，我们所要做的。
So when you are awakened, where do you think you will be?
所以当我们醒来的时候，我们会在哪里呢？
May the Lord help us.
愿神就是帮助我们。
Life is like a dream.
人生就像一场梦。
Our prosperity could be like a dream.
我们的产业就像一场梦。
Sometimes when you really can come back, you look at your past, all the evil things we do.Actually, it's a nightmare.
当我们看到我们过去所做的坏事的时候，的确就像一场噩梦。
But most important is that you shall come back.
但最重要的是我们要回来。
Because without coming back, when you awaken, we will be despised by God.
我们不回来的话，我们会被神来轻看。
Let's sing him.
唱诗。
484.
484首。